Once upon a time, on a cheerful little farm, there lived a hard-working little red hen. She spent her days busy and happy, always finding something to do. But her friends, the dog, the cat, and the duck, were not so keen on work. One sunny day, the little red hen found golden seeds on the ground. Excited, she rushed to her friends. "Look what I've found! Wheat seeds. If we plant them, we can grow wheat and bake delicious bread. Who will help me plant these seeds?" The dog stretched and yawned. "Not I." The cat flicked her tail lazily. "Not I." The duck splashed in the pond. "Not I." Determined, the little red hen said, "Fine, I'll do it myself." And so, she planted the seeds all by herself. The little red hen watered the seeds, pulled out weeds, and cared for the growing wheat. Meanwhile, her friends, well, they stayed as lazy as ever. When the wheat turned golden and was ready to be harvested, she called, "The wheat is ready. Who will help me harvest it?" The dog rolled over and shook his head. "Not I." The cat stretched lazily. "Not I." The duck quacked from the pond. "Not I." Shrugging, she declared, "Very well, I'll do it myself." And so, she harvested the wheat alone. Taking the wheat to the mill, she ground it into flour. She mixed the dough and put it in the oven, and before long, the delicious smell filled the air. "The bread is almost ready. Who will help me bake it?" The dog snored under the tree. "Not I." The cat curled up tighter. "Not I." The duck shook off water. "Not I." Smiling, she said, "Then I'll bake it myself." Soon, the aroma of freshly baked bread drifted across the farmyard, waking even the laziest of friends. The dog, cat, and duck eagerly gathered around, licking their lips. "That smells amazing," said the dog, sniffing. "I can't wait to taste it," purred the cat. "Can I have some, please?" quacked the duck. Firmly, the little red hen replied, "Oh, no. I planted the seeds, tended the wheat, harvested it, ground it, and baked the bread all by myself. You didn't help at all." The little red hen's friends felt ashamed. They realized how unfair they had been. Smiling kindly, the hen broke the bread into pieces. "This time, I'll share with you. But next time, if you want to eat, you have to help." And from that day on, the dog, the cat, and the duck promised to pitch in. They learned that hard work and teamwork make the reward even sweeter. The little red hen's kindness and hard work taught them a valuable lesson, one they would never forget. Learn to help, work, and share.